Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The sun is out. It's going to be another gorgeous day. And it sounds like, Vinny, you're saying maybe a little cooler even than yesterday, which I'd be fine with.
A little cooler, and there's going to be some clouds depending on where you're at. I'm glad to hear you're not seeing any, though. That's good.
Nothing right now, then. But, yeah, it's looking gorgeous out there. Taylor Swift. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a lot going on with Taylor Swift these days. No trouble. There's zero trouble. In fact, if anything, this is the opposite of trouble. It's the opposite of trouble. Just awesomeness.
A little bit of beef, though, you know.
Yeah.
Diss tracks.
That's fun. I like a diss track. I just think that's good for business, right? Get people riled up. Tay in the UK. This is our next big thing. This is, honestly, kudos to programming and promotions. Like, how you guys are figuring this stuff out, I just don't know. But it's just awesome. Okay, does anybody want to go see Taylor Swift with their three best friends in London? We'll fly you there and put you up for a few days. You get to go to London,
amazing.
You go to the show. Like, what? It's so good. Get ready for Tay in the UK. Now, couple steps, couple hoops you got to jump through here, but you'd think that there would be. This is a pretty big deal. All we really want you to do is listen to the Odyssey app. The Odyssey app is free. AU. Can you turn that down just a hair? Maybe I'll.
Oh, yeah, sure. You got it.
Sorry. So, Tay in the UK. Get the Odyssey app. Go to the Google Play Store or the App Store on Apple and download the Odyssey app. And it's confusing. It's free, but it's spelled wrong. It's spelled AUDACY. Think audio, audacious, and then a musical journey, an odyssey. So they spelled it their own way. AUDACY. You get this app. It's free. You log in. You make yourself a little account. And then you just type in Alice at 97.3. That's us. If you listen for a minimum of 60 minutes a day, you will get a daily entry. So all you have to do is listen to the Odyssey app. And then you're entered. If you listen for the 60 minutes. Every single day you can get an entry. It's a chance to win a trip for four to go to London to see Taylor Swift on August 17th. It'll be the highlight of your summer. Four-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare, everything Tay in the UK. All the info you need. The details on all of this. RadioAlice.com. Start your odyssey there. See what I did there?
Yep.
It's punny. Thank you. Now, more Taylor Swift. It just never stops. The new album, The Tortured Poets Department, not one album, but basically two. It's a double album, and it has already broken every record that ever lived, all the records. It dropped on Friday. Hours later, it became the most streamed album in a single day. One album, one day, this one, most streamed. It's also the first album to have more than 300 million streams in one day. So I don't know what the final number is for Friday, but within a few hours of its release, it had already taken over the number one spot and was going strong. It's the first album to have more than 300 million streams in one day. In addition, Taylor Swift is now the most streamed artist in a single day in Spotify history, which makes sense with the whole album getting streamed the most. And the track Fortnite, featuring Post Malone, is the most streamed song in a single day. Obviously, last few days are Taylor, so we're going to wade right into the chaos here. We're going to take a look at this and see what's under the hood. The album itself sold 1.6 million equivalent copies in one day.
Oh, equivalent as in the streams
that's
are included yes. in that. Okay, because I actually saw some number like the one you just said, and I just went, oh, my God, people went and bought the thing.
Well, physical copies are a huge component of her sales.
Right.
Not,
no,
not
that's
most
what
people,
I mean.
But hers. So
right.
600, this is, we're talking about the first day. Now, I don't know what the weekend tallies were. I don't have that in front of me. What I do know is that on the first day, it sold the equivalent of 1.6 million copies, which is basically unheard of these days anymore. 600,000 of those units, approximately, were vinyl. And they say here, as gullible young girls blew their entire savings on all the different variants. I'm going to say gullible people. And not even gullible. Fans. Huge Taylor fans, male and female, of all genders, of all walks of life. People love Taylor Swift. And lots of people are diehards, want to spend their money on these collectibles in every iteration that she'll release. 600,000 vinyl copies, physical copies were sold. They don't say anything about CDs or cassettes or 8-tracks or anything like that. But they do say vinyl. So 600,000 on vinyl. I don't even know if they still make CDs. Do they? Is there a place you can go other than
records? Yeah, I'm not sure.
I have a CD player, but that's because I'm old, you know? And I just never threw it away. There it is. Post Malone is saying he was floored and beyond honored to be on Taylor's new track, Fortnite. I mean, was he surprised that he was on it? Because he agreed to do it and then sang. But he's floored and beyond honored. And listen, now Post Malone also has he's the most streamed artist in a single day on Spotify, in Spotify history, because he's on that track, Fortnite. So there you go. Oh, you can get a CD. You can get a CD. You can just buy it as an MP3 and download it. Vinyl. Oh boy, vinyl's expensive. Unlimited streaming and $40 for vinyl.
The CDs, I remember when they came out, the whole point, according to the people selling us CDs, were this is the best quality sound you could possibly get.
Yeah.
This was before they started compressing everything for digital downloads and the audio's just
squashed.
Whatever
that's what they say. That's what they say. Right. I can't hear it. My ears just can't hear that. I feel like, oh, if I turn it up loud, it sounds great.
Well, at the time, we were coming from vinyl or cassettes, so CDs did sound like an improvement because you didn't hear the record hiss or, you know how cassettes are. They can either be fine or
not.
Whoops, completely it's gone.
Not. Oops, my tape recorder just ate that.
Right.
You know, I remember people saying how cold CDs sounded. And that there was a warmth to vinyl. Which
sure.
I'm sure there are people who truly can hear a difference. I have never been one of those people. I mean, I definitely can tell when your sound system sucks. Like, you know, maybe the EQ's off or whatever it is. But if I'm hearing the album and then a CD through the same system, same speakers, I don't know that I'd be able to tell the difference.
Hmm.
Unless I could specifically hear that crackling.
Ultimately, I have found myself listening to more music than ever because of downloadable music and Apple iTunes being in my phone and me being able to pull anything up from anywhere, anytime, and hit play. It's pretty great.
It is. It's a whole new world. It's just the new way. I need to stop feeling so precious about it. I'm like, oh man, the specialness of saving up and buying a record and taking it home and examining the liner notes. And
well, there's nostalgia. I absolutely believe the nostalgia for a record, an LP, is there. And I have a record player. Right now, with two little kids, there's no room I get to go into, put on music, and sit quietly and enjoy it. They'll come in and want to do stuff and be like, oh, can I play my Moana record?
Oh, they put that on vinyl? What fun.
All right. You know what? I'm going to put that on for you and leave. And then they're done because they wanted to be there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But my whole point was to listen. I listen to music through my phone in my car stereo. The end.
The video. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
It's such a good song. It really is.
Oh, it's a great movie. And
I've never even seen the movie, and I keep hearing that chunk.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Remember we were talking about the video that was coming out at, I think it was 5 p.m. our time on Friday? So that was for Fortnite. And the video features Ethan Hawke and Josh Charles. I don't know who Josh Charles is, but Ethan Hawke I definitely do. And they're two of the stars from the movie The Dead Poets Society.
Oh, cute.
And they're talking about how they had to keep it quiet. Josh Charles was saying, I didn't even tell my kids about it. There was no way I could do that. Oh, wow. There's some really cool visuals in this very strange looking. Oh, Taylor looks great. This is so funny. Okay, we're putting that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page in case you haven't already seen it. I'm watching. I'm 10 seconds in and I'm like, oh, I need to watch this. This is cool. So, the Tortured Poets Department, the song is Fortnite, the video features Ethan Hawke and Josh Charles. I haven't seen them yet. They're just showing her as she's cleaning her face. Her tattoos are showing through.
I love that photo. I didn't see the video and probably won't.
You see what it says?
I love that. Those are posties tattoos.
They are. Yeah,
I love that photo. That's the photo going around is the one with her and her tattoos. It looks great.
Yeah, it's funny. It's in black and white, too. This first part is, at least, anyway. It's very... Oh, and she walks in, and she's now in another era wearing another outfit. This is very cute. You know, she's amazing. And money is no object. She's like, here's my idea. And they're like, we will make that happen. Oh, and there's Posty. And he's typing away. I guess that there's a mention of Patti Smith, who's... If you don't know Patti Smith, she's kind of like an old-school punk rocker, and she's cool. Like, I remember back in the 80s, she had, like, a bit of a resurgence as well.
She was she's like Ani DeFranco before Ani DeFranco.
Yeah.
Poetry, very artsy, but also punkish. She's an artist. Never made the money that she probably should or could have.
She didn't have, like, giant, you know, country-sweeping hits or anything. Nope. She had a few songs. It was like a song in the 80s, People Have the Power, that I thought, no, that's pretty good. To hear that, but she was mentioned in the title track of the Tortured Poets Department, and she said she was very moved by that. It's nice to, it's probably for her, I'm sure it's like, wow, this is the hottest young artist of today, and she just name dropped me. That's got to feel great. If you bought a physical copy of the record, you got a cool bonus. Stevie Nicks, another old school, awesome artist. She is mentioned in the track Clara Bow, and Stevie Nicks wrote a poem for Taylor that is printed inside. So when you pick up, actually, it looked to me like this was on the back when I flipped over to it. It looks like it's on the, if you had a CD player, a CD case, and you picked the CD up out of it, underneath there, it's see-through, and you can see this poem that's been written. And it actually says a poem by Stevie Nicks. It's not handwritten. It is typed out. Do you want to, should we play a little of this? Brittany, you got my Beatnik music and we'll listen to, we'll listen to Stevie Nicks. He was in love with her. She has a, you know, she has a very special voice.
I really like that someone like Taylor would name drop some history on the kids. Mm. Mm-hmm. It's a great way for kids to go, oh, you mean everything didn't start yesterday? No, kids.
That's so weird.
It didn't just start yesterday. And these are people who paved the way for Taylor and more.
I have a few snippets of Taylor from the song.
A poem by Stevie Nicks. You ready for this? It's actually really long. No way we can do the whole thing, but it's a good one. He was in love with her, or at least she thought so. She was brokenhearted. Maybe he was too. Neither of them knew. She was too hot to handle. He was way too high to try. He couldn't even see her. He wouldn't open his eyes. She was on her way to the stars. He didn't say goodbye. That's like the first, I don't know, quarter of it. It goes on and on. It's I read the whole thing. It's very poetic. And speaking of poetic, one of the things they're talking about is that people are naming there's like a surge of Taylor Swift inspired pet names. And one of them I thought was really cute. People are naming their little dogs and cats and whatever's Poet. As they look through the track listing, they're like, oh, Poet.
No.
I know. I thought that was like a really cute, there were a bunch of them. There's everything from Karma to Willow from an old album.
What about Torture?
Oh,
hey, Torture, get over here, a little Torture.
Yeah, I guess maybe if you have a puppy who's eating everything in your house, like your couch and your shoes.
Well, that's all the puppies, so a lot of pups are going to be named Torture.
It's their nickname. They're actually named Poet, and their nickname is Torture. on the song, I Hate It Here, Taylor sings that she would like to live in... The line is something like, the game that she plays with her friends is that they all pick a decade they would love to live in. I guess maybe it's the costumes that people wore, whatever. She said she always says the 1830s, but without all the racists. Well, the internet has thoughts on that. If you want to do a deep dive on it, feel free. People are like, she's acting like racism is rain. Like, oh, what a bummer it was about the rain. What a bummer it was about all the racists. Kind of integral to the 1830s. So the internet, lots of thoughts on that. The album got a terrible review from Paste Magazine. But get this, they decided to not say who said the bad stuff. They didn't publish the critic's name because they were afraid for the critic's safety. Apparently, in 2019, a Paste writer who gave Taylor's album Lover, a bad review, it's probably the same guy, was greeted with threats of violence. And it's true, the Swifties, they are defensive about their girl Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say anything bad. Don't say anything bad about it. So there's that.
Got it. Noted.
Yeah. To make a note of it. Exactly. You know, so that's going to do it for Taylor for this hour. Don't worry. There'll be more Taylor. In fact, you know, we've got this whole big contest with Tay in the UK. We're going to fly 4 people over to see Taylor in August in the UK. It's big. You just need the Odyssey app. Trust us on that. Get that. It's spelled AUDACY. Do it now. 10 minutes later, you're all set and you're getting yourself entered in the contest. Odyssey. AUDACY. I love this story. I think it's great. I feel like a star can more easily pull something like this off than anybody else. Because even your mom, my dad, these people have embraced technology. They're sending emails all the time. They're texting people all the time. That's what they do. It's like they're bored and they're like, I think I'll text everyone I know. That'll take a little while. That'll be fun. I'll just get an update on the family and send one out, and it's going to be great. Tom Selleck, he's a huge star. Tom Selleck, who was Magnum P.I., but then also had like another show later, right?
He still has another show. It's called Blue Bloods. Yep.
That's still on, huh?
As far as I know, I never watched it, but yeah, as far as I know, that is a freaking long-running hit that will go, I guess, as long as he wants to do it, because they've got a hit.
He was also, he spent some time on Friends. He was... That was a neat run. He was dating Courtney's Monica's character, Courtney Cox's character. And I think, wasn't he like a friend of the family? Like, she's grown
doctor.
Up knowing him. Yeah. And then
friend of the dad, I think.
Right, and then now she's dating him and it's super icky.
Blue Bloods is on season 14. And the most recent episode was, I guess, Friday night. Well, no, Saturday night.
Clearly still watching that.
It's
Holy
a Saturday
cow.
Night TV show.
So he's 79 years old, Tom Selleck, and he reveals he has never used email and has never sent even one text. Oh. He relies on his wife, Jilly. His wife, Jilly's 66, which doesn't sound younger, but it is younger. She's 14. It doesn't sound younger, 13 years younger. So she does it for him. He also has an assistant. So he's a rich guy and he's a star and he never needed to adopt any new technology. He said the one time that he's ever like, he doesn't even say Googled himself. He said he's typed his name into the internet, which I'm just going to assume that somebody told him how to Google stuff. But I guess right. He wrote a memoir and that's the only time he's ever looked himself up. And I'm not even sure why. He says, occasionally I look myself up online researching my memoir. You never know. But largely stays away from the digital world. And
I think most artists should stay away from the digital world as much as possible. I think younger people can't never have done these things.
Right.
But the digital world is where a lot of
trouble,
really negative, influential opinions can change how you live and what you do. You don't want that. If you're a real artist and trying to, you know, put out things that you've made that you're proud of without already hearing, you know, negative crap from Nate and Poughkeepsie.
Right.
Who thinks you suck out loud, dude? Or whatever, you know.
You know, the tragedy of what you're saying is that there is no world in which that doesn't matter anymore. You know, for him, yeah, he escaped it. He's the last to do it. But these days, you're an actress and you don't have 500,000 followers or whatever the minimum amount. Like, you're just not getting the part. You need to have an online presence to get into people are online. And so if you're not on there, they'll never find you. They're not looking in the woods for the guy with the guitar sitting on the stump by the brook, by the babbling brook, as the fish sleep. They're not out there. They don't know what the forest is. They're at their home in under air conditioning and looking at their phones. Like, it's so sad because what you're saying is true. Like, it can actually undermine you. It can cut the belly out of you. Like, mean Nick from Poughkeepsie has just completely undermined your confidence.
Right. 925 says, this is the final season of Blue Bloods.
Oh.
707 says, Blue Bloods is a Friday night show and also stars Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh.
And the lady that
Tom Cruise?
No. Your boy.
You mean Timothée Chalamet?
No, god damn it, the quarterback, the GOAT.
Oh, Tom Brady.
Brady is the name I'm looking for. Jesus. Remember that he left that lady for the Brazilian model?
Oh, yes.
Like, she was pregnant, they were together.
Yes.
And he meets,
Bridget Monaghan?
Yep.
Is that her name?
She's in that show, too.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Oh, funny. Boy, we really did go around the corner to get that. And we're back.
No.
Yeah, that's really funny. All right, I'm out of time, Vinny. What's coming up?
I'll do that Wordle story
after
these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, yeah.
That gun show's pretty hot, too. Woo!
Smoking.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get ready for Tay in the UK. It's just what it sounds like. Taylor Swift in London. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app for a minimum of 60 minutes a day. And you've got a daily entry for a chance to win a trip for four to travel to London to see Taylor Swift on August 17th with a 4-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare. All the details, everything Tay in the UK at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
Hey, parents.
Hey.
With summer just around the corner, it's time to keep those kiddos busy. Magarza Summer Camp's got you covered. From scoring big in their sports camps to getting creative in the STEAM lab to cooking up some fun in the kitchen, they've got the ultimate recipe for summer fun for every kid. Don't let boredom strike. Register now at LagarzaSports.org and use code ALICE to save $50.
Sweet.
LaGarzaSports.org, code word Alice for $50 off.
Nice. Why wouldn't you?
Right.
Get it.
It's Earth Day.
Hi, Earth
Day. It's also Passover. Partly cloudy today. Highs in the mid-60s to high 70s. So quite a range of weather available for you today, depending on where you're at. Today is a very important week for those football fans who don't believe September through February is enough NFL action. This week is the NFL draft. I happen to know someone's husband loves this more than most things. In fact, has been to it, watches it, looks at the... Your husband was ahead of his time, actually, is in that he used to get, like, magazines from Mel Kiper, who would break down all the upcoming NFL players back when there were magazines.
Yeah, he's really... And it was not, it wasn't super cheap either. It was like he would get these newsletters and stuff from this guy, and really, he cared deeply. He still cares deeply. It's a thing for some people.
I care about the NFL and cheer on the Niners like anyone would. But since I don't get to have an opinion on who we choose, not in real life anyway, like they're going to make that decision. They're going to choose who they think they should pick. And I'm just going to root for the laundry they wear. Put the name on. I hope he's good. And let's go Niners. So I've never been caught up in all that.
John's also not paid for his role in the picking. But he definitely does seem to care very deeply about it.
Well, him and your brother used to talk long and hard about what the Pats should do, right?
It was all about it. They would pre-pick everyone. Well, if this pick, this guy's going to go to this place and this one. And then we've got another pick in the next round. We have to... oh, my God, that sounds like math. Have fun.
Yeah, well, it's very important. So that's this week, everyone. The NFL draft, April 25th through the 27th. Yay.
Woo.
Not a game.
Nope.
Not a game. Not even preseason.
Nope.
It's the young kid the team decides... They're going to waste their draft pick or use their draft anyway.
Or waste or use.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, no, he's a bust.
And we spent our number one draft pick on him. Meanwhile, number 200, it's working out.
Yep, Mr. Irrelevant. Mm-hmm. All right, next story is a Wordle player was caught cheating on a flight and the TSA thought it was hilarious. So... You do Wordle every day, right?
Every day, sure, yeah.
And can you say, in all honesty, that if you can't come up with the word, you don't go looking around for it?
Yeah, I can say that, in all honesty. Looking around for it?
I don't know.
You know what? I bet you there are places that post the word.
Google it, there it is.
Right.
An American Airlines passenger... is dividing opinions online after she was filmed seeking vocabulary help for the New York Times cult classic game Wordle. The video was uploaded to TikTok and it was recently shared to the TSA Instagram page.
That's funny.
Where this thing went viral. The original clip, they say, had 1.6 million views and begins with the unidentified passenger playing Wordle, which tasked players to guess five-letter word in six tries on a flight from Santa Ana, California. So this would have been the Orange County Airport to Dallas, Texas. Anyway, in the video, it shows her looking up words, I guess in an effort to come up with the answer. Is it wrong, Sarah? Oh,
no, because you're not really... I don't know. I guess some people do post their results and share that with their friends and stuff. At first we did do that. Like I have kind of a spelling bee group that we do every day and we used to post our results. But really, you're only beating yourself. Like, what's the point? I'll just go to the sixth. I've definitely broken my streak. Even I think I'm only on an 18-day streak right now because I just couldn't come up with it. I lost. The end.
Well, that is the point, though. Once you've been, you're on a roll, you're like, I don't want to break my roll, and people are watching me and applauding me, and they're saying I'm great, and they couldn't get it, but I did, and I feel like I need to, you know, I'm carrying the torch for the smart people. What are I not going to post?
Well, you know what? I don't think it's wrong, because I don't think it matters, but if it mattered, then I would think it was wrong. If it was, I don't know, if people were betting on you or there was someone who was going to be like disappointed in you or let down. Then
they say here that this erupted into an online debate. Why would you cheat? What is the rationale of cheating at a fun little game to exercise your brain? Why play if you don't want to play?
Right. Right.
Now there's who cheats on Wordle?
I'll bet more people cheat on it than you think.
Nah, I bet there's a lot of cheaters. I mean, you know, it seems to me like this is one of those braggy things where you're
yeah.
But anyway, they took the video of her on the person doing the cheating was just on a flight entertaining themselves, and someone from behind was filming her cheating, and then they
She
reclined her seat. The other seat doesn't appear to be reclined. So there's a gap. And this person filmed it. Frankly, I would say to the person who filmed it, mind your business. What are you doing in my phone? You know?
Yeah.
We're on a flight and you're busy looking over my shoulder into my phone. Thanks. Yeah.
And who cares? You're not in my Wordle group. So what do you care if I cheat or not? It doesn't affect anyone else. Like, I think the cheating on, it's one thing if you're cheating on, like, Words with Friends or cheating on something you're playing against somebody else, but really, you know who you're cheating on? Yourself.
Yep. Although
this lady has, like, a full-on list of words and how, and I mean,
you're
this is, that's super pro. I don't have anything like that.
Well, I remember there was one point, and this, you caught yourself, so we really didn't. But you had said, I never pay for upgrades on Bejeweled Blitz because why would I do that? And then later you went, oh my God, if you only knew how much I've spent on Bejeweled Blitz. And we were all like, what? You told us you didn't.
What? Well, for a really long time, I didn't. And then suddenly I did and went, oh, well, this is how you do it. This is how you win. Ah. I see. You got to pay them all the money. And now you're
just like Pokemon Go now.
Yeah, I pay a lot less on that. They've like kind of ruined it a while back.
Pokemon is ruined?
Well, it's not ruined. I still like it and everything, but they've changed the way that you can do these raid battles and stuff, and there's a limit to them, and it's, I don't know why they did it, and I'm finding myself just caring about it a lot less. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. I used to just always have it
ready
to go.
Sorry to hear that.
Don't worry. I'm still into it. Don't worry.
Yeah, you're
don't
okay.
Worry. It's fine. I'm fine. They're not getting as much money out of me, that's all.
My next story, and listen, I'm not really a fan of trigger alerts and all that, because I feel like you have to pay attention to your own life, and life's going to happen around you, and you need to be able to manage yourself in that. But I'll give you a quick warning. This story is about IVF and a lady who didn't have success with it. And I won't get into all the details, but she does say in this story, IVF ruined my life. I sold my home and spent $165K on 6 rounds of mishaps and miscarriages. Aww. And it's truly that heartbreaking story of someone who wants to be a parent more than anything. And I read the whole story, as I do. And she talks about how she didn't ever dream of being married, per se, or didn't think that she would skip having a kid if she didn't find the right guy. She always dreamed of being a parent, wanted to have a kid, and was willing to do that without a partner at a certain point in her life. And she sold her home and had $100K in the bank, moved in with her mom and dad, and started this IVF journey. And the truth is, it natural or IVF route, stuff can go wrong.
Yes.
And every person who takes on the challenge of becoming a parent eventually learns that. Either the hard way, or at least someone talks to them and says, you understand the risks here, right? And it's just real life. But this lady went on and pursued it. and ultimately ended up without a child. And it's funny that she looked at adoption and said, I feel bad buying someone's kid they couldn't afford. And I thought, well, that's a weird way to put it, but okay.
Yeah, that's not, I mean,
that's not always the case.
Right.
But she wanted to have her own. Now, the one thing I thought was interesting, which I'd never heard of, let me see if I can find it. ICI, have you heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, let me see if I can find the, because this thing's moved around and I, it's not IVF, it's a different, here it is. Intracervical insemination, ICI. And I thought, is that the old-fashioned way? But just hiring someone to deliver it?
Or is that like, is that the turkey baster thing where they've, but they've penetrated the cervix?
She gave at-home intracervical insemination a shot. I just thought that was called humping. But whatever it is, that didn't work either. So then she went the IVF route. But it is a true, it's a good story for someone to read. Because I think everyone who does IVF can tell you horror stories, even if they got kids from it. It's a very difficult procedure, and it does cost a lot of money.
It does. And there's just this horror and heartbreak that can be involved in it, too. Like, it's really...
It's a lot.
I mean, everybody knows that person who just really...
They say the cost of one round of IVF can range from $10K to $25K. And there's various medications and things that you may have to do to get your body ready for this process. It's a lot. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that story because hopefully you'll feel better about what you've been through. Or maybe you'll say to yourself, you know, maybe keeping my house is the way to go.
Yeah.
Who knows?
People get on these on the path and it's hard for them. They become hyper focused on that. And I don't want to take that away from anyone. I get it. There is a drive to have children. There for some people it's the goal. And then sometimes it crosses over into like super unhealthy territory.
Right.
Where nothing else matters and your body's letting you down and your relationship's falling apart and you're spending all your money. Like this is... That's a reality for a lot of. They think, oh, we'll just try this and it'll be, and then it's the end of you.
I found her story to be a good one because in the end she does say, you know, I did this and it was heartbreaking and I just want others to know it doesn't always work and this could be. And I just thought, okay, at the end of it all, she's getting on down the road without the kid that she wanted, but she's able to share her message and hopefully help others, you know, either be okay with how it went or... be okay with not trying.
I've been researching this ICI, intracervical insemination, and it seems like it's a syringe.
Okay, it is just the baster.
Yeah,
Because it, but you know, it's actually hard and painful to get it to get things past your cervix. Like that thing is closed, and it's. I think that that's you know the man stuff has to get up there.
Oh,
but it doesn't just automatically get up there. Like it's a portal. It's a passage.
Whoa. You don't just stand on your head.
Apparently, that's helpful, and it's. I guess the things swim through because they're microscopic. But it's, you know, for you to put a thing up there, it's a thing.
ICI. It's news to me.
Yeah. Now we know.
How about a fast fact?
Please. I would love one. That'd be great.
Fast.
We should be more wary of Bambi than Jaws.
Deer can really be a problem.
Deer are much more deadly to Americans each year than sharks,
so
alligators,
deadly.
Bears, and venomous snakes combined.
Wow.
For example, there are just two deaths in the U.S. by shark attack in 2023. Each year, deer account for around 59,000 human injuries and 440 deaths.
Wow.
Each year.
John's car is in the shop right now getting the back door fixed because a deer hit him.
A deer hit him?
Yeah. Ran right into the side of his car.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. The door is completely bent. It doesn't fit in the frame anymore. Crazy. I know.
Well, I remember leaving your house when you lived on the mountaintop. I forget why maybe I drove you home. I don't remember why I was at your house late. But either way, Mill Valley's filled with deer all night. Yeah. Yep. They're all over the roads.
Yep.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Let's see here. Mom of two adopted kids here. Sounds more to me like she just wanted to get pregnant. I wanted to be a mom. I did not have to sell my house. There you go. Mm. There's other ways.
Well, there's everyone has their own way. So it's really, you know, you can't say what someone else should do.
925 says, I have a master's degree and cheat at Wordle all the time. Makes me feel smarter.
Yeah. You outsmarted the game.
Makes you feel smarter. All right.
Let's see here. Depends on the word lookup. If she's seeking a list, fine. If she's looking up the exact word, that's bad.
You know, she's looking on a list, yeah. It's probably just giving her possibilities to help her along.
Then Jerry Rice's son is in the draft. That's great.
Oh, what fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Where do they think he's going to go?
I met that kid when he was a kid.
Oh.
I stayed in the DeBartolo, or I went and watched a game in the DeBartolo's box.
Oh, my God,
back
funny.
The first, back in the, I don't know what year that would have been, 99?
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet you it was in the 90s.
Yeah, 99, 98, maybe. But either way,
it was the last century.
He was a little boy running around, and his mom was in the box in a giant full-length mink coat.
Oh.
And there were two kids just running around like crazy. And that must be one of them. Go Jerry Rice's kid. I hope you're a Niner. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The very best boyfriends and girlfriends from your favorite books.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.